What does that mean?
I just started recording right when you did that. Oh, God.
Well, do it live! Fuck it! No words on the screen!
All right, I'll do it, goddammit. Vincent, get Vin here to fucking bring... hacking into your program.
What does that mean?
Your regularly scheduled program, bitches. Gives you another episode of Shadowrun. Run my nuts. All right.
Fantastic.
So let's bring it with Larry O'Neill.
Larry O'Neill, standing outside Whispering Winds, nice little condo in Bellevue.
A hot little condo.
He had a magnificent acting job on the porch, so it didn't really freak her out, but she had to go, so she closed the door on him. He attempted to cast an invisibility spell on himself. He accidentally poked himself in the eye with his fucking unsteady hands. So he suffered one stun damage.
Ouch.
And that's where we're at right now with him. So now he's standing outside the apartment. He's about ready to summon himself a spirit of the earth to help him get this broad under control.
Gee, I wonder where he got the idea.
Oh, certainly wasn't from a friend of mine.
So
do you have a vision of this?
Visual?
Do you have a visual of him doing this?
Yes.
Not really.
Okay. So I'm like just searching fucking internet.
You kind of know. Yeah. You.
I know he's there fucking up.
I thought you jacked out and left.
No. That never happened.
No, he's still jacked in. He's still jacking around. So roll 8 dice. Let's see about this spirit you're summoning. What force do you want this spirit to be? Up to
6, is that what you said?
Yeah.
We'll do it at force 3. Does that change the amount of dice I roll?
Nope.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That's how much... Okay.
Your spirit will politely knock on the door and ask to show her a dick pic.
He's just going to be my buddy hanging out, trying to figure some shit out. Didn't hit it at all. No, I got one. One hit.
Oh, God, this is a fucking shit show.
I'm going to hurt myself again.
You are the worst.
I roll well for other people. I can do that.
What the hell is that big order?
Chocolate milk stout.
It's delicious.
Sounds
as gross as it can be.
It's the beer you can chew.
Roll your willpower.
I'm not good till you try it. Vincent Gibb.
I don't drink.
Chocolate milk stouts, I've had those before. They're pretty good. I made a banana fuck one. Critical fail.
Oh, God.
Alright. Take 3 stun damage. And
oh, my God.
The spirit does not. Show up.
Wait, no, that was just
called the bad.
That was just a glitch because you rolled a hit. If you wouldn't have rolled any hits, it would have been a critical glitch.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, good job, Josh.
So, yeah, you're just kind of okay. I don't know. So,
no options. Can't do a spell.
Yeah. You can now. You can try, and
I'm gonna go back to the street. That's what I'm going to do. Try to get on my bike and just sit there.
You're just going to sit there?
Because they're coming, right?
You don't know that.
What? I called you guys and told you to come.
No. Well, then you know that.
We haven't made our mind to do that.
Sorry, it's been a session. I forgot everything that happened.
Well, no, they've been alerted.
Who?
Your friends.
The runners?
Yeah, I'm in our group.
Ralph Sniff.
Backyard Riggers.
Gibson's Angels?
Riggers with
that. Gibson's Angels. RWA.
Yeah, it should be an acronym or it's like initial, like NWO type thing. Like
L-O-W.
We can discuss
this. BOD? Could it be the BOD?
The Brothers of Destruction.
Boys of Destruction.
The Boys of Destruction.
The Horseshoe Posse.
The HP? HSP?
The Human Panda?
The Click Clack Brothers.
The RPC? The Redmond Party Crew?
The Gresham Street Gang.
Martin Luther King Boulevard Posse.
How about the Bellevue...
The Auburn Axemen Boosters.
Yeah, the Auburn Axemen sponsorship.
Alright, we'll think about that later.
Okay. Alright.
Ooh, show everybody. Okay.
The Auburn Axemen.
So you got about 4 minutes till they show up.
We're hauling ass.
So you're just sitting there. You don't want to try and sneak in the house at all? Or?
Well, I thought I was under the impression that there weren't any other, like, I thought when you said it was a condo.
Yeah.
It was on the second floor and I couldn't see anything. Is there other can I walk around the building?
Yeah, you can walk around. I kind of botched it with the
you might have to dock.
So yeah, you walk around the building. You see a little patio. And you're looking at all the windows and doors. Everything looks to be, like, closed up.
Pretty good secure situation.
Well, she does have mag locks on her doors. You can tell that. Her windows happened. Windows might be mag locked.
Do the windows look like they're kind of knock on the window? And see.
Hey! Like a knock on the window.
Oh, you could knock. Yeah,
you could.
No, that's even more creepy. I'm not going to
do
that. You could do that.
This is a single-level building. So
townhouse.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay. I don't give a fuck how nice it is.
Yeah, you do.
She's a young up and coming
can I sneak up and look important. In the window to see if I can see where she is?
Yeah, she's got a lot of synth blinds. So you're not able to see anything.
But she can't see out either.
Oh yeah, she can.
Where she at, like, into the computer system, because she's being
you see the lights are on and on the floor. But you can't really hear anything unless not without magic or something.
Oh, God.
Not without magic or something, he says. Jesus, wink, wink. Rudy. Nudge, nudge. Yag, yag, yag. Roll the dice, Josh. Roll the dice.
Boy.
Just chill.
Do you have anything like astral
perception? Listen to the pot calling the kettle black over here.
I thought I did astral
perception. Just chill. You saw her. She's in the house. I forgot that you did that, so I'll read. You can go into astral perception just like that, so you don't have to actually go out of your body at all.
Okay.
So you could do that. You see, like I said, she's in there, and you see there's...
Where's she sitting in the room? Can I see the room itself, or do I just see her?
You would see, feel it.
You just know she's in the house. It kind of doesn't work like that. You can tell that, I mean, she's not, like, standing right by the front door.
Kind of proximity is
that word. Yeah. I guess you're guessing she's probably in her bathroom.
What does he know?
Hmm.
What the fuck is that?
So,
you can see her bending.
You don't know where she is.
She might be. She may be pooping.
Well, I hope so.
So, I'd say, let me take a look at your skills real quick.
My skills?
Your sheet.
Fucking A.
My spells are over here, but there's nothing I can. They're all like attack spells. I don't really have a lot of.
I'm
gonna sneak in there.
Well, let me see that Astra.
Sounds like you have
stealth. I'm chilling.
I do have stealth, so I'm trying to figure out a way to stealthily get in there. But I've seen a lot of options.
Well, why don't we just roll it and I'll help you figure it out. Let's do it.
That's why I want to stealthily get in the building. That's what I'm trying to do.
He's going to go through the vents.
Is there a vent? I guess I didn't ask that question.
He's 7 feet tall. He probably has a pretty decent vertical.
I can jump. I can climb on top.
Roll four dice.
You're black.
Hey. He's an elf.
He opens the skylight.
That's more important.
Crawls in.
I got one hit.
Okay. Trips and falls.
Dies.
He dies.
Falls off the roof.
Probably.
Sticks a landing. Loses his balance.
Compound fraction.
Oh, I'm climbing gear too. Fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Climb up the building. That's something you should have known about 2 minutes ago.
Well, I got all these sheets. I got five of
gear to use.
Stuff written all over the place. All
right. You want to try and climb up to the
roof?
I'm climbing up the roof.
This guy's turn.
Look around.
Okay.
He's
all done this in 5 seconds.
This isn't
up 800
this isn't
times.
No, he said 4 minutes. Nobody else has arrived yet.
Yeah, we're all going to him, so this is story time.
And Sam's not either.
Vince not. Vince too busy with his thumb up his ass at whatever bar is jacking off in. Jacking in.
Roll four dice.
You're not so tough with your astral projection isn't around face.
Alright, 2 minutes. You successfully climb up to the roof. And you see a skylight is open.
All right. I'm a stealthy. Like it's time for or can I walk up to the skylight and look inside to see if she's around?
All right. You look in.
And she's peeing.
You are now on the roof, so I can show you the map here.
And she is and peeing on the floor.
You finally figured.
She's into it.
She's in the bath. You are above her right here.
Oh,
I'm in her room.
That's a bad right place for a skylight.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I'm going to...
That's key.
You also see that object of power that you sensed earlier when you went into astral, it's laying on her bed. It's a book.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a dildo.
It's a magically enchanted dildo. And now...
Shoots laser beams.
So, bro, I want you to roll your agility plus stealth.
Ouch. Agility, okay, that's 6.
Holler!
No, that's 4.
Powerful.
Take it back. I actually had to look at what stealth was. I thought I rolled 4 for stealth.
And you also hear her phone ringing, you see it, that it's on her nightstand.
Okay.
So, you have the drop on her. You can see that she's in her bathroom, her door's packed open, she's bent over, washing her hair.
She's naked.
Probably freaked out. No, she's not naked.
Okay. She's good time. I'm thinking about the day.
She's in her jammy jams.
Oh, jammy jams.
What color?
She's comfy.
They're pink.
Is it like, are they underwear?
Or is it a onesie?
No, nothing sexy here.
Is it a onesie?
Boy underwear.
It's like sweats. Like
cotton sweats.
We're talking cotton sweats.
She wore a Gibson shirt from last night.
Talking about 54.
No, she's wearing the Elementals new, soon-to-be-released T-shirt.
Is she wearing, is it a baggy shirt, or is she wearing a form
It's baggy.
She's actually pretty hot.
She's just about to go to sleep.
I'll show you a picture of her.
She's sexy.
This minx can make anything hot.
Some
this
midriff.
Is what you're looking at here.
The midriff shirt.
It's a real piece of work.
Oh, that's a
she get those lips.
I have to scan some of these in when we upload these episodes.
Beautiful woman. So you have the drop on her.
I'm gonna probably pull out my dart gun thing.
Right. I was gonna say, I'm gonna whip out my dick.
I'm gonna
wait for her to look at
almost
me.
Almost thought about it.
Knock her out first.
Recognize this bitch!
Let me see your looks again.
I don't know if I wrote it down.
If you jump down or you're just looking through the skylight, pull out your gun.
I'm just sitting there waiting because I think she's probably coming into the room.
You jump down through, you're in her apartment now?
I'm in her room.
Dick pic?
You're in her room.
Wait, she saw my dick, she saw my face.
Now it's getting really rapey.
I am the dick that tolls for thee.
Roll 3 dice.
You've seen me twice.
Don't you forsake me a third time, bitch.
2 hits. Nice.
All right. Through a miracle of dice rolling,
you die.
Larry O'Neill has stealthily, despite his magical failures, managed to throw his climbing gear that he forgot he had.
He's like,
use it to grapple onto the roof. Find an open skylight.
You give him -1 karma for roleplaying.
Stealthily, rolling stealth tests successfully each time with a minimum amount of dice, he managed to completely sneak up on her while her phone was ringing and she was finishing up washing her hair, and darted her right in her firm buttocks.
Okay. Did he even say he was going to shoot her?
Yeah.
And he rolled and succeeded.
Okay.
And you want to take a look around her room?
Yeah.
You see that her...
Panty raid.
Hey.
Grab some of that. Right, we can probably make money on this.
We make hella money.
Seriously, grab her panties. We can make money on that.
People are bereft of all morality.
Out of character. This is all out of character.
They're all on your juice.
Ralph just called you. And do that.
What's Akeon?
Give me a pair of those.
Driving, cruising,
looking for a good time tonight.
We're both we're all rolling.
Look around her room. So find her piece of the disc that was on her in her satchel on the bed.
Righteous, bruh.
You also take a look at the book. You look through her shit. You see her comlink, of course, ringing on the. On the desk. She had a grenade.
She's dead.
That was laying on the bed also. As well as a small pistol.
Gank.
Her compu keyboard.
Cool.
Survival knife.
Gank.
A throwing knife.
All of which Larry tucks into his girth.
You gonna steal that shit, Larry?
Yeah, I'm gonna take it all.
We're taking all our shit. And also, you wanna take a look at this book here.
Definitely.
I'm gonna have you
Does he know how to read?
Well, he's pretty... He's actually have some academic knowledge.
I mean, surprising. And that's some silly troll.
Roll nine dice.
Yeah, I don't know shit. I'm actually uneducated.
Fried chicken. You shouldn't have picked that character, to be honest.
I like it.
You're the only one that's like a master of like tabletop RPGs, and you're like, your character causes you to be fucking retarded and not be able to help anybody else out.
True.
It's like, oh, aren't we stuck between rock and hard?
Take a look at the book.
I'll shoot him. Let me shoot him.
And you remember it's
kill.
It's a book. You know that this guy's name is Professor Bonin, and he wrote a few best selling books on the occult and magic, and you also know that modern magicians consider Bonin a crackpot. And you would page through the book. You realize that while Bonin may have been a crackpot, some of his writings were on the right track and appear to contain fragments of true rituals.
Sweet.
However, you wouldn't be able to recreate these rituals.
I'll take them.
You can take the book.
What's the book called? It's probably worth something.
It's called Healing the Spirit. What the hell? I don't want to give you wrong information.
Silverhawk over here.
Well.
What?
I don't know if we want to steal all these people's shit.
Why not?
Because we're not killing them.
Stealing it anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a sponsorship deal.
Fuck your sponsorship deal.
Yeah, something about
that. That's what I said. No, I don't.
I need this grenade because that's going to come in handy later. And
yeah, if you can
you ain't playing fucking Urban Brawl for much longer, bro.
So you're going to take all their stuff?
I'm going to take it off.
Okay. It's trying to run your life. Is he your girlfriend?
Professor Varno.
I'm not an honorable person. I wink at people right before they die.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You died a little inside when that happened.
I did. Pushing me into a new level of not giving
you got all her stuff, and you somehow miraculously pulled this off without any police interference or the mercenaries that she's friends with that were going to come.
Sweet.
So
saving time, bro.
You guys have all met up, and now we go to Rioma.
Let me write down all the shit that I just picked up.
Yes.
Good call. So we're all at. Okay, hang on though. We just all got to the house, right?
So do you guys all want to meet up and go after Coyote
together?
Do you have
a sweet accent scene? Like, how are you gonna go to the next scene? Like,
what did I get?
We should all just hang out in this girl's house.
Oh. I'm going to wait for him here, I think.
So you want to open the door and they all pull up? Like,
I would advise against that because those mercenaries I warned you about, you look at her.
Let us have some fucking consequences for our bullshit accident.
What I guess? Battle knife?
Get the fuck out of the Dodge!
You got survival knife.
Rudy, we wanted to steal this dude's motorcycle. I forgot about that. The guy, Bambi's Harley.
No. It was parked in the garage.
That would have taken a lot of effort.
Way in the house, you would have had to look for it.
Fair enough. No more clues.
Grenade.
If he dies, let's go back.
Hey guys, let's get the fuck out of there.
I'm tossing you guys some fucking bones. Please. Because you guys are young runners, but.
Please count me.
It's going to start getting harsh.
You guys
you've said that.
I'm going to be Sergeant Slaughter here real soon.
Hey, you need survival knife or grenade, the book. I got the piece of the satchel.
Should we
got her gun?
Should we all roll towards Sugar Rio?
My guy's heading towards that house. Someone needs to call him.
Well, we all met up already.
So you guys are
okay.
You guys are met up.
I got a guy hanging off my bike.
How the fuck you guys meet up?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
And we have Sugar Rio.
His earth spirit can conceal.
Yeah.
These unconscious people into like a fucking alley.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter.
He just kind of like.
All you have to do is drop them off. However, that spirit is stuck watching these band members while you guys do your thing.
So he's not there to help.
He's not able to help you. You'd have to.
Where do we have these guys at?
Well, okay, so.
On my motorcycle?
So we all just met up. Sugar Rio.
Sugar Rio is still.
Larry.
Parked outside.
Larry has Whispering Wind. We have Bambi. Silverhawk and Ralph at Bambi.
You guys
and Ikeon has.
They're cojected. They're done. They're not waking up till midnight.
You guys got extra oil?
I do.
Nice.
Oh no, I missed it. Yeah.
You guys want to put them in my apartment?
Mm-hmm.
I do live in a high lifestyle. I'm paying off my.
And really, where you guys put them is kind of inconsequential. You could just leave them in an alley
Put them in an alley right next to my apartment.
That seems unsafe.
The spirits got him concealed, and nobody's going to look for him, and they're not going to get up. Yeah, and it is Ryoma's turn.
So we'll see what happens after he gets.
So, Ryoma, you could wait till your crew mates up with you?
What? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call for help. If the spirits got everybody, I'm going to call Silverhawk and Ralph.
Okay.
As opposed to anybody else who wants to come, but especially Silverhawk and Ralph. I think I got a plan.
All right. You guys are all rolling up.
I think I got a plan.
Could we decide if we're rolling up or not?
Yeah,
he is because fuck you.
Hold on,
I know you're skipping vital choices.
I was just about to ask. Who's rolling up to meet Ryoma?
Gibson is not invited.
I wouldn't go anyway. I'm chilling in the fucking bar. Tactical support.
Yeah, me and Silverhawk will go up there.
We got his back.
Akeon, you going up there?
Yeah, but I'm always cautious.
Larry O'Neill.
Yeah, I'm up there.
All right.
Where are we hiding the bodies?
Hang back and watch.
Are you guys rolling with the bodies, or?
Oh, we're used to you not being.
Yeah, where are you putting your?
I was thinking about that. I was like, "Wait, am I gonna watch the bodies?"
I'm gonna send my Earth spirit just off to find like a, as our Shadow Master has suggested, a nice dark alley, to keep him warm and safe inside his belly. In
totally fine.
Bing.
So he has all three people.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Your spirit can good handle it using its conceal power.
He's giant.
It's badass. Spirits are cool. All right.
Some good rolls. I'm jacked back in.
Solid.
Let me go ahead and read this to you guys.
Hmm? Their turn is to drive around. My turn is to jack back in.
Wait, before we leave real quick. Larry.
Larry.
What's that?
Why don't you kind of stay back a little bit? You too, Ikeon. Me and Silverhawk will go in and...
He's a tactical mastermind?
Go with, just do what Sugar Rio said.
He's an idiot savant.
Me and Silverhawk will go in and do what Sugar Rio said.
I'm gonna chill. Wait. Where are we going?
I like Josh.
Well, let's get to this. All right. Coyote heads his rapier deep into the Redmond Barrens toward the boundary of Seattle and NAN territory.
So he's already gone?
I thought he was still sitting there.
Too bad. Gets on his bike and leaves.
He was leaving at the beginning.
No.
Just changed.
Can you let me read this? And then I'll go from there.
Do it.
All right. Signs of civilization have begun to thin out. Even the ruined buildings in this area are scarce. And natural plant life is more abundant. Following the Indian, you can tell that he is heading for a large, crumbling building on top of a hill. The hill and the surrounding area is teeming with foliage. As you near the top of the hill, you recognize the building as the Redmond Grand Hotel, one of Seattle's fanciest hotels in days gone by. The Redmond was famous for its well-tended parkland back before the computer crash of 29. The park surrounding the hotel was manicured into what passed back then for a natural state, but was generally considered imperfect because it lacked wildlife. The land on which the park was built was rumored to be filled with toxic chemicals that apparently let plants grow but killed animals. In an attempt to complete the park, the hotel released animals into the surrounding lands, but they quickly died. Some were hunted and eaten by the city's poor, and others were assumed to have died from eating the allegedly poisonous plant life. The slightly eccentric owner of the hotel also owned a large number of shares of an entertainment corp well known for its theme parks. He ordered the corp to build small mechanical animals with limited movement and actions, and then placed them in his park. Years later, when the Redmond Barrens area declined, the hotel was part haunted, and the mechanical animals still moved through the underbrush. Coyote turns into a dirt road that leads to the park, then disappears into the darkness.
Creepy.
Yeah.
So... that's what he did. He parked at his tent and got his gun out, Sugar Rio, and that's what you saw with your drone.
Right.
So you guys have pulled up. You guys are out of his line of sight, but he's also went deeper into the park, and he's going up to this crumbling hotel. So you guys are all gathered by Ryoma's fucking car.
AmeriCar.
So we're all there.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
Gibbs running cyber.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
But there's really nothing to look at for this one, so.
What?
There's
it's
no.
It's in the Barrens.
There's no.
It's an abandoned place in the Barrens, yeah.
Josh, Icahn's not going to be able to do much here either.
So you could try to look
bro,
stuff up.
There's no animals.
He hasn't told me where he went. That's so I don't even know. I have no intel. All
right, quick question. Does anybody have an invisibility spell?
I do.
Good luck with that one. This guy's fucking retarded.
You can't cast it at all, or you just have been unsuccessful?
I've just not been successful the last two times I've tried.
I understand you're not feeling very confident
about
this. But I really need you here, buddy. How about you?
Who wants to be invisible? Just
my
you?
Drone. No, my drone.
Your drone.
I'm staying back.
Is
by
that
the
really
gates.
Necessary?
Yes. No, but I want to do it anyways.
Your drone's pretty stealthy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He's not gonna see the drone anyway, and if he
it
does,
it's a place like called a little bit smaller than a frisbee. No, I don't want the mechanical animals to see it, because it breaks real easy.
I disagree. I'm not going to do that.
Hey, hey, Sugar.
Larry
Sugar Real.
Team leader now. Yeah, what's up?
Why don't you roll your logic plus 3?
On a whim, I'll agree to that. That's fine. Logic 5.
Guys, we should catch this piece of shit.
I got 5. Holy shit.
You got 5 hits?
Yeah.
Alright. Well, I can go ahead and tell you what you're looking at.
Because I know everything, apparently.
Because your drone went up in the...
Okay.
Your drone has good sensors, and he kind of lays out the land for you. You're going up... You can see up the road. It also spotted the scout... That was on the road. That you can tell he's kind of in some foliage and behind some bushes. He kind of looks over the road. What you're looking at is kind of a squatter camp. See a couple teepees up on the side of the old crumbling hotel there. See about 5 teepees there, and that's where you see Coyote's rapier. But that's it.
Okay.
You don't see anybody else there with your...
Do we wanna...
Can I cast Detect Enemies spell?
Yeah, you can.
Can I do that?
Just think to it's going to come
how
up.
How far away are they?
You guys are about... You guys are downhill, I'd say...
A stone's throw.
Hey, be careful about the dirt and shit.
It would be about...
Toxic ground.
Yeah, I don't know if it could affect something.
It's about a...
I got boots on.
12-minute hike uphill if you just go up the path. Probably
how much?
15, 18 minutes if you stay off the path. Yeah, walking.
15 minutes is a mile.
On the path?
Yeah, it's about a mile up the road.
Can you your spell go for a
how
mile?
How big are some of these animals? That's what I want to know.
They're all robot animals.
We don't even know if
they
there.
Have limited movement and stuff. They're just there for
sure. You don't really see any of them.
They don't even know they're there.
They're not. There's nothing that the drone picked up. You don't see anything moving other than, and you don't really see any signs of life other than that scout that's on the road. Or you see the teepees that, and you see that there's signs of that there was people there, but you see Coyote's rapier, but you don't see any of them with the.
But does this spell go for a mile?
Yeah, I don't know how local that is. I don't have any tracking.
Do you want me to take a look at what you can do with your invisibility?
I think it's just like within the general vicinity. I don't think it's like
my guy's just sitting there.
You can make him invisible and he can just leave and
I can.
Let me take a look.
Who's fast?
I can talk to you
in nature. Can just fucking run.
I don't have running.
I'm fast, but I can't go in there.
No, you guys know. You guys know that he knows that he's being followed.
Yes.
So,
this might be some shit.
All right,
Sugar Real is
fine. What non-lethal magic do we have at our disposal?
We have those guns, man.
Yeah, we have guns.
Right.
Man.
The dark guns.
What?
Stun ball.
What non-lethal magic? Okay, we have stun ball.
I don't have ammo on mine. I have all lethal spells.
beat pussy for the well, round, son.
I have stun ball.
We gotta try and find a mission where it's just to kill people.
Death touch.
You guys just wanna. You guys so like stealth. No stealth.
I don't mind stealth. I find it fun. You just gotta think about it.
If you use your invisibility spell, they have to be at least being in your line of sight.
The person I'm using it on?
Though whatever subject.
I can use it on myself, though, right?
You can use it on yourself, yeah. That's fine.
How long will it last?
Depends on the force.
Roughly a mile.
You gotta keep to what? You gotta roll to sustain it.
Push it out on my thing.
Does someone want to stealthily? I could do it on myself. I'm pretty stealthy, but it doesn't matter who does it. But
can we send Silverhawk in there and pretend like he knows everybody or something? Does he have access?
I'm leery of this.
What
do you want to do? I'm going to give you guys 3 minutes to figure out what you guys want to do.
That's a good call.
No reason to get pissed off about it.
Should have died. One of us should have died already.
Yeah, sugar.
Well, I was going to die, but I fucking rolled like
a
fine.
I was going to die, and then I dodged.
Totally was going to die.
I think he was.
You have a dirt road.
All right.
You got some foliage.
Okay.
You got an old building.
Yeah, we know the fucking dirt road probably. Okay.
Should someone go check out?
Is there a gate? Is there a gate?
No, you're just there. It's like a mile away from down the path.
But there's an old building pretty close.
But who gives a shit?
Well, it depends on where he went.
You gotta find the guy. Yeah. Or do you just go steal his bike?
Or Silverhawk.
We make him come to you.
Silverhawk has a little bit of tracking skills. Okay, I'm a decent.
But you can't walk up. Okay. Just walk up and go, hey, hello.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I feel like this guy went to this place on for a reason, right? There's something safe here for this guy.
We need to go big camp. Locking and loading, man. That's what we need.
Well, that's
to do.
Fine.
Kill all his.
But these guys also have money, right? A little bit of money. Yeah. They mess with people with
this
money.
This dude's a special.
So they're going to a place that's rumored to be ghost town and all that stuff. I feel like I'm going to stay back and hack in the Matrix and look for security cameras and anything electrical because Rudy has what's in there.
Yeah.
So if I hack something right, he has to tell me what's going on.
My character doesn't know.
That's all I can do for
you. I don't know. But there might be. You haven't told my character you're there.
I am. I'm
trying. It's your turn.
Well, I can take you to the Matrix or they can call you.
Well, we should go somewhere. As a general, we should head down the path.
Well, we need to find where he is, of course.
Yeah.
But how do we go about that best? Because the drone is
sneakily.
Not sugar.
You're not going to be able to see it with the drone.
What?
I have a chameleon suit. It's getting towards evening.
We found his bike. What we got to do is we got to get up there and we got to hit him with a stun ball because he knows we're coming. So this is basically combat. Like, how do we get in there and not kill him?
Will the fearless crew catch Coyote in the woods? Or will the coyote catch them? This is a tale of the hunted being the hunter. Check out next time, or this time, on the Shadow Hustle Podcast. Get at us at Gmail, Facebook, Bing, Ting, and Uber. Thanks for listening.
Rate and review.
Uber!
Beautiful. Yeah, but
we can kill the scout.
How about you just head to the house?
We don't know how far away he is.
Is that a person?
I think it's a guy.
It's a mile away. His motorcycle is a mile away.
Yeah, but he
more than that. Yeah, but he's probably there.
Crouch walk.
So the idea is
yeah, because you were pretty close behind.
You gotta head to the motorcycle, right?
Should we head through the woods?
Over the river.
Stay off the path.
Yeah, stay off the path.
Well, how about this? We know where the scout is, so I bet if we take him out silently. Nobody else that we come
with. Why don't we try to capture him and ask him where they are?
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Best thing we are.
Right. You're not going to walk right down the middle of the path, right? You're going to sneak up on the side?
I have stealth and a chameleon suit. Why don't I go in there and just try to just take him out silently?
You want a pair of sunglasses?
Wait.
I have a pair of sunglasses.
It's what? A Native American camp, so does anybody have astral chameleon?
Well, I have shock gloves, not sun gloves.
Oh, yeah, because they're probably going to be some
astral. I have right? astral chameleon.
All right, send.
Josh has that too, I believe.
That doesn't really help with what you're trying to do.
Fair enough.
Fucking walk up there like serpentine fashion, bros. Sneakily. Let's fucking move it.
Yeah.
Hop to it. Let's make an action. You, fuck it.
Let's cover all our bases. I'm saying cast invisibility spell on somebody with astral.
I'll give it a shot.
Cast invisibility on me because I need it.
That's a good call.
I have no stealth.
I'll cast an invisibility spell on.
The lookout's already gone.
My blindness might work.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we don't want to be, because that's the
we
thing.
We gotta get this guy.
We gotta figure out where the guy is, but we don't want people just to be watching us, just like looking at
him into the fucking woods, real quiet, like.
Let's just take out the
guy,
and then
we're just put your hand over his mouth.
Road, and then just come out guns firing, just fucking. Body I don't
see that. That doesn't seem like a very good plan. Like that's usually Plan B.
Yeah.
Plan B is usually guns firing. Plan A is something else. Anything else.
Yeah, let's cap.
Sugar walks out of the middle of the path, goes, "Come at me, bro!"
He's just trying to die.
That's fine. From Mr. Johnson.
He wants to make a mute character.
Alright. We're good.
No, let's cast invisibility on somebody with astral chameleon, so he can't be detected in any way.
No, I don't say fuck all that. Yeah, he said fuck all that shit, so we're not gonna do that.
No, we're gonna do invisibility on me. You guys all have a decent kind of stealth, or you're not fucking 900 pounds.
We're gonna try to capture this motherfucker, so, okay.
Alright, let's do it.
First move is I'm casting invisibility on Matt.
Ralph.
We're on Ralph.
Okay.
On Ralph, let's see. It's gonna be a four.
What the fuck are you doing?
Four.
Describe invisibility. You never. How do you do invisibility?
It's like a hand motion.
Your finger comes really close to your eye.
Don't spell that.
And then I actually have to touch you.
Roll your willpower plus magic.
I think there are motions and words that
you
should.
Well, it's like because some spell. Well,
in
Dungeons and Dragons, there's like verbal.
Can they hear his motorbikes are running or
verbal like hand motions, and then if you
can hear something.
Coyote's motorcycle.
Five hits.
It's off. It's off.
Josh got five hits. You're five so hits. Invisible right now.
My God.
You're like Hollow Man.
Guys.
Anyway?
Roll your willpower plus magic again.
No.
What force were you rolling that at?
Roll level four.
Nice.
Three hits.
You take no stun damage.
Solid.
You did it successfully. He's invisible.
Guys. I can't see my hands.
I don't think that's how it works. Is it?
I don't know how it works. even if I can, I think I can.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's interesting.
I'm very easily manipulated.
Yeah.
You did what?
Because what the fuck?
Guys. Someone call me.
So you're invisible.
I'm starting to stomp around now.
Ralph,
freaking out.
You're still there, bud.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Alright. So you guys know where the scout is.
I can smell you.
So you guys need... So that's...
Sugar, what are you doing?
You guys are walking on the path.
Are
they? What are you guys doing?
Should I walk up to this guy and capture
him? Jesus, talk about this. What are we doing?
Should I just do that because I'm invisible?
Matt's fucking gonna, Christ!
Matt's gonna go up there. Ralph is gonna go up there and all invisible and shit and knock out the scout. And then we're gonna, I don't know, intimidate him and question him about what we can do to get up there.
Okay, so you're going after the scout.
Right, you heard the fearless leader.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it, Ralph.
I'm walking up to him.
Let me see.
Silently.
Let me see your skills.
Silently.
Invisibly, if nothing else.
Yes.
Matt, that's my mute character's line. Silently. Thing I do is silent.
Roll six dice. Whoa.
Alright.
Nice.
So Ralph.
Five, four.
Who exactly is walking in the woods with you guys, or is it just Ralph?
Sugar.
It's Ralph by himself.
Ralph's up ahead, yeah. We're hanging back.
But within line of sight of Larry?
Yeah. I'm traveling with him because I'm pretty stealthy.
At a distance.
Are you traveling with him?
Yeah, I'm within line of sight of him.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to know. All right, so you're not walking next to him. You're just standing back so you can see him.
I'm in the woods and he's walking up.
You can sustain the spell. Okay. So you sneak up on the scout. Get behind him. He's hiding behind bushes. He's looking on the path. He knows that somebody's coming.
I'm going to do a choke.
You manage to choke him.
And I'm going to go. I'm going to whisper in his ear. Ah! I'm going to... No, I'm choking my guys. Ah! Yeah.
Jesus loves you.
So what do you want to do now? You've got him choked.
You knocked him unconscious?
No, he's no not, I just got him kind
of... You're holding him.
And then I'm just going to kind of just, you know, with little to no effort, I'm going to pick him up and just kind of walk him back to everyone else.
Okay.
A mile away.
So you awesome. Got a scared-looking Indian man. He had goggles on, low-light goggles, and bow and arrow. You know, he's traditional, and he looks pretty fucking terrified. I think he lives in this park.
He should be terrified.
What are you guys? What? What are you doing?
We're looking for somebody.
I've got a 2 intimidation skill.
Okay, wait. Yeah, I'm going to like. I'm gonna have him like this around, and then I'm just gonna sit Indian style, like with him on my lap.
Okay, but we're talking. Here.
No, I know. I'm just letting you know how he's set up.
Great. All right. That.
And he's restrained.
Awesome.
That's fine.
Cool. I like it. Who wants to try and intimidate this guy?
Shigeru, my face. Can you handle this?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Talk to the man.
Do your charisma plus your intimidation.
19.
Damn.
No, it's just 8. I'm going to roll. I got 3 hits.
Nice. Oh, 19 dice?
No, he's 8.
No, I got 8.
19 would be really crazy.
Pull my pistol out and I'm gonna point it at his head and be like, where's the fucking coyote or dust in your ass?
Bro, coyote's here, man. He knows you guys are coming. Don't hurt me.
How do we get up there without him knowing?
Where is it?
Man, roll your intimidation and your charisma again.
3 hits again.
Should I intimidate him with, like, a mechanical lion?
You
want a show?
He's like, look, man, they've got a shaman up there. He summoned a spirit. They're under the great earth spirit's protection. Or the field spirit.
We walk up there, we're going to fall victim to the spirit. The ground is on their side.
They have a spirit of the field. Of the field. And look, man, there's like 4 other guys up there. Coyote helps us out. We're just a bunch of squatters. He loves us, man. He loves dealing with us. Huh?
How many guys are up there?
4 guys plus the coyote. So 5 altogether.
Goddamn.
Including him.
The shaman counts a dude?
The shaman's a guy. He's the man who summoned the field spirit.
Any bitches?
No bitches.
I'm not even there.
Oh.
No
bitches. I swear to God, no bitches.
No bitches here.
I need to be informed this is going on. Not because I think I stayed back, didn't I?
Yeah, you're listening through
something. Yeah, we're all.
Yeah, we got comlink. Comlink on this action.
Comlinks are always hooked up, bro.
You got in kind of like
by
that.
The way,
oh, you're back, guys. Hey, what's up?
Can we? Alright, well, that's trouble.
So right. This guy, you know,
tell him we're gonna have to hold him here until we're finished. That way, he doesn't get hurt, and so he doesn't go tell him.
Can we knock him out?
No, man. I'm just gonna have my Earth Spirit take care of him.
Earth Spirit's not with you.
Earth Spirit's back. Watch back.
I mean, so. Can I? Bring it up to us to grab him?
Nope.
Or is
that can't do two services simultaneously. You could try and summon another spirit.
No. I'm going to conserve my magic for this spirit up here.
Yeah.
Somebody knock him unconscious?
That sounds a little
beat. I guess I'll knock him unconscious.
Shut this fucker up.
Wait, Ralph will kill him.
I'll use the stun glove.
Nah, go ahead. We need our narco jet, so.
Yeah. I'll use my stun glove.
Well, actually, some of us have extras. We could just use one.
Why don't we all just touch him with our sunglasses?
Fucking kill him. Does this guy have a family we can threaten?
That's a good point. We could kill him.
Come in here! Come in!
All right.
Ralph, take him out.
I'm going to put his temple in him.
Take him out.
Okay, I've just stabbed him in the
okay,
temple.
Okay, so he's out.
How much
did he get in there? I was going to shoot him.
He's dead. He's dead forever.
You killed him?
Yeah, he freaked me out. I killed him.
Started yelling. Guys started yelling.
Okay.
I put my hand up to him and stabbed him in the head.
Okay. All right, so you killed an innocent man.
You're yeah. not that innocent. He shouldn't have started yelling. I was sitting there Indian style with him.
He
knew what was going on. I was sitting there. I had an Indian style in my lap.
Got a dead body.
Him yelling was retarded.
You were making omelet. You got cracks and eggs, motherfucker. About time we killed somebody.
Yeah. Sorry.
Coyote.
Yes.
You hear Coyote screaming.
This is
from up the mountain. He's, oh my God!
Teach him what you want.
By the great mother.
Teach him what you want.
The shaman was up there. The field spirit had kind of a was able to tell him that.
Oh, it's hacked into the matrix.
That's why I wanted to get astral communion.
Fuck it though.
So Coyote comes down the hill. His hands are up on the path. He's like, please don't hurt any more people.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming with you, you cold-blooded sons of bitches. So he walks up. You see that he has the satchel around on his waist, and he hands his gun over.
Dart him.
I'm gonna shoot him in the chest.
No!
No!
Dart gun.
Dart with a dart.
You dart him. All right, he's done.
That wasn't necessary.
Back to the earth spirit.
Very necessary.
All right. So you have bagged all four band members.
We have the full album.
You have the complete album.
Of magic music.
Was it 32,000? 32K, right?
Well, he hasn't paid you yet.
You killed the guy. You should probably lay low for a while.
I'm fine. The guy was stupid.
These guys are fucking hobos, dude. Who are they going to fucking tell?
I had him sitting Indian style.
Oh, they ripped you off in a drug deal, huh?
You guys have done a miraculous job here. You all get +1 karma. Time all of you for kidnapping the band members.
I want to.
No, what? No.
Should wait, guys. Before we leave, real quick.
No.
Do you're should
gone.
Should no no. Before we leave, should we get rid of this body or just leave it here?
Let's go.
Toss it in the tents.
The other Indian squatters come out and they look very solemn, and they grab their squatter brother and they go to
fallen squat mate.
They go to
my people experience that too.
and from one of my eyes rolls one single tear.
I'm gonna back away slowly and kind of like bow. Like retardedly. Awkwardly.
Vincent's gonna hear through the subvocal mic going, yeah, bro.
So, you guys.
Get frosty.
Bag him and tag him.
So they take the body away.
Happy hunting.
Get some.
They're gonna put him to rest.
That's what you get for fucking Chicago.
Alright, so we're ready to go. So you guys are gonna go drop these bandmates off to Eclipse?
Hold on.
That's where we're going.
Wait. Maybe we are.
How about I got an idea.
How about we keep the disc in a different location?
We need to keep
My tooth compartment. Can it fit in my tooth compartment?
No.
I think it's like, how big is it?
We need to keep one of the
it's about the size of an iPhone.
We should keep the girl band member back
with me.
Away when the exchange comes.
Leverage.
You want to hold something for leverage to make sure we get our full.
I don't know if I want to. I think we give a fuck about this Indian rock.
He said, be there at midnight
with all four band members. And everything. Yeah.
Of course he wants a dog.
I think this being one of our first couple runs as a group, we should just build our reputation for finishing jobs get this all to this guy and fucking take the money and run.
Let's do it. We're not gonna save the world on this fucking run. You know what I'm saying?
This man might respect if we didn't bring the disc in immediately. We just wanted to make sure we wouldn't.
Yeah, why don't we have somebody stand outside with the disc?
Especially because we don't know if other people are watching.
It's an insurance policy.
We make a copy.
There's no reason he needs to know we have it on us.
Make a copy.
We don't have to hand it over immediately, but
we just hand it over, make sure it's safe, then we give him the disc.
We have to show that we're careful.
Can we listen to the disc?
Yes, exactly. By doing something
right. You want to play some Paramore on your computer?
Don't walk up to him with it out and ready, but you know.
No, like the disc shouldn't even be in the same room.
Can we real quick, can we go to like a music store and just like put it into like one of their like sample speakers and then just play it?
We'll watch for Eagle to download that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that would come up real quick. Yep. Yeah,
Jackson.
As your fucking security advisor, I say no.
It's the days we it's about 11
I listen
night.
To it. It's decent.
So we only got a little
got while. About an hour to figure out what you guys are going to do.
Let's jam out for a second.
Listen, we head there. We do that. But we keep the disc outside of the building.
That's what I said. Someone's sitting with the disc.
It's just
outside.
An insurance policy. That's
I'll
all
sit
it
with
is.
The, I'll sit with the disc.
We're not going to keep it away from him. We're not even going to act like we're going to keep it away from him. We're just going to say, okay, now that things are settled, here's the disc, even exchange.
Yeah.
They might go, oh, sorry, very smart. I respect your move. You don't fucking know, but that's what we should do.
Yeah. What do you think? That's
pretty racist.
Especially considering he's an Indian, he's not even Asian.
Who should have it?
I will sit.
It's
only
racist because you think
I'll post up outside. I'll post up outside the bar and just kind of lean on a wall.
You know, meet him at a bar.
I got trench coat.
Or
wherever we are.
We'll meet him at an apartment.
So you
just sit a couple blocks away from the Pink Pit Bull where you met him.
Should I go wait at the Pink Pit Bull?
With what, the disc?
Does someone want to come with me?
Why don't you sit in the AmeriCar?
Well, yeah, why don't you sit in the car?
I want to sit in the car.
Okay, Ralph cannot sit in the fucking car. Ralph's
the
biggest fighting fucking guy.
Yeah, you gotta bring these bitches in.
Ralph cannot sit in the car. You cannot sit in the car.
I'll be out there with the
You best. Cannot sit in the
He's
car.
He's gonna meet us up. And
I can
this.
Maybe sit in the car, but am I a better physical person than you?
Let me sit in the car. Let me sit outside with the disc because of my blandness.
I don't
Fair
trust
enough.
You.
I
okay.
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 I trust.
That's cool. That's all fair.
One character.
Meet us up at the warehouse. That's what we're saying to you.
So I'm there.
Where we're going. Okay.
I'm already on my way, bro.
So we're heading to meet Eclipse, right?
Yeah.
At his apartment?
It's not an apartment.
Yeah, it is.
It's an apartment.
I'm going to scan the place.
So you guys do want me to go inside then?
Yes. Okay. In case shit goes down.
We're being too careful in this point in the game.
Whatever. I'll be out there with the fucking disc.
Okay, that's fair.
And my toothpaste.
And you gotta bring it in when we call.
I might.
Or you give it to me. And
we'll just tell him. We'll just tell him we have it close.
Hey,
no,
wait a minute. Who's got the little?
To not
who's got the little imp thing
just
that pops out?
Someone's watching
around.
Or someone's compromised.
Hey, you got your homunculus?
No, he doesn't have the homunculus.
All right, can we summon it?
Can we bring the bodies to the fucking place?
I mean, the spirit.
Wait, give me the desk.
Don't we already have these guys wrapped up in a spirit of Earth? Like, are we really worried about him taking things without giving us what we are owed?
He's
a spider shaman.
That's why you guys are having a meeting with him.
Yeah, he's a spider shaman. So we know he's a tricky.
He might take the next question later.
This could be a bullshit. More just in case it's corrupted in some way. Like in case someone's compromised him and is trying to steal like the shit.
All right.
Okay.
Not as good as Mumford and Sons, boys.
So you guys
not
ready?
Robbing the world of anything.
Ready to go meet this cat?
Yep.
Yeah.
Drop these guys off. Okay.
Holding the disc back is just next level thinking. That's all.
I like it.
You guys doing that?
Yeah. I got it.
Okay. All right, so you have the disc, and where are you? Bar or
we're about an hour early, right?
We're progressing really rapidly into 12 o'clock.
Yeah,
here,
to the meeting.
Not everything in the city's 2 minutes away. God damn it, there's traffic and shit.
This is in St. Louis.
You got like four unconscious people you gotta navigate, so
can't the spirit, though, just take it to where we're going?
Yeah.
Take them to where we're going.
Yeah, but you have to, it's kind of have to stay with you.
Yeah,
it's not just gonna like go drop them off and be like, here, sign for this.
No, I meant like when we're in there. No, I mean, but when we're in there. Though, like,
hey, are you,
it can
Eclipse?
Carry him up the stairs and stuff, right?
that's not a problem.
I'd ask you.
So we're all outside the bar, right? Right next to the,
You guys are, okay.
You said it's down the road from the fucking
It's a couple blocks away from the Pink Pit Bull.
Okay,
let's.
What's like a half a block away from the Pink Pit, from his fucking apartment? Any sort of building, coffee shop?
Nothing that's open.
You're all about going to coffee
shop. No, it's kind of just resting.
I love coffee.
Barista ladies.
Who's got a desk, Sugar Rail?
You're chilling in the car outside.
All right, I'll be in the Americar.
Yeah. In the passengers. Well, no, you'll be in the driver's
I'll be in the back side, the back seat. Like, I'm being chauffeured around.
So Larry O'Neill, Silverhawk,
be in a
Ralph,
Akeon,
and Rioma are going into the apartment. Get away. Here we go.
Nope, done drive.
All right.
We'll fucking kill all of us. If he fucking gets behind that car, he'll run right into the fucking
Does anybody
lawn.
Drive good?
Yeah, fuck it.
Sugar Rio's are driving?
Yeah, drive.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm driving.
I'm not.
The sugar moving on. Come inside.
He can like jump through the window and start a car at the same time and shit. He's a rigger.
Here we go. Larry. It's midnight. Time to deliver the goods and collect the pay. You easily find the address your Mr. Johnson gave you. Because it's only a few blocks from the Pink Pit Bull. An old 10-story apartment building. This address looks to be in better shape than most of the buildings nearby.
I don't like it.
If you crane your neck, you can tell that at least part of the roof is some sort of garden. You stand in front of the heavy security door and ring the bell. A small security camera gazes at you indifferently for a moment, then the door buzzes open. Pushing your captives ahead of you, you enter a small lobby. Mr. Johnson's elf razor punk is waiting for you and silently ushers you toward one or two elevators. The other elevator looks broken, the door gaping open on an empty shaft. The elf presses his finger against the mag lock with a print sensor, and the other elevator door opens. Your little group crowds into the car, and for a moment you imagine the elevator plunging down under the extra weight. It holds up, though, and lifts you up to the top floor. The penthouse apartment. The door quietly slides open, revealing a luxurious, tastefully decorated apartment. Sliding plexiglass doors open out into the roof, which is covered by an overgrown garden. You can see a large teepee in the middle of the wild growth. Your host emerges from the teepee and enters the apartment.
What is going on here?
Rooftop teepee time.
Hello. Excellent. Quite outstanding. Mr. Johnson smiles and greets you with outstretched arms. I am very pleased with your success. Please usher our guests into the study so that I can have a word with them in private. Before I do that, allow me to present your payment immediately for a job well done. Where's the chips, guys?
I got a bag of chips. Hang on.
No, stupid. The album that we agreed for.
We have it nearby. Hold on. Sugar Rio's got to take care of the talking.
Rioma.
Unfortunately. We know what happens when that goes down.
Rioma, what's going on? Where's the chips?
We would like the cred sticks first, and then the album will be delivered to you. It's nearby.
Okay. There you go. So he's giving you, he's transferred all the money to you.
Which is 32 apiece, right? 32,000?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Can I verify that?
It's verified.
It's in our accounts, boys.
So you bring in the chip.
33,000?
Waiting for orders.
All of them.
Total?
It's
25,000 and then 6,000 per.
I can't hear. Hold on. What did you say?
What did
you
say? Me?
Yeah, you.
You guys can't hear. These are verified? All the
yeah,
we're good.
You guys have money.
Call up Ikeon.
What's the exact...
Hold on!
I just want to know what the money is.
Fucking shit!
Everybody leave and,
Hold on a second. I would appreciate if you would make yourselves at home for a few minutes, fix yourselves a drink, because I want to propose another job for our mutual profit. I'll just be a minute.
I like this
Mr.
shit.
Johnson goes into the study. The elf stays with the team, then enters the elevator a few minutes later in response to a buzzing noise from somewhere in the apartment. The elevator returns with the elf and a coarse, hairy man dressed in flashy, expensive clothing. He ignores you and your friends. As the newcomer pours himself a drink, a scotch, Mr. Johnson re-enters the room, followed by the four band members. The band is smiling, and it looks like they have settled their differences. Mr. Johnson thanks you for waiting. You gentlemen have successfully completed this first task, so I will offer you another business opportunity. The elementals and I have buried the hatchet, so to speak, and so the album is back on track. Unfortunately, we now have a small publicity problem.
Hey.
You see, my company hired the famous director, Lupus, here, to film a music video for one of the songs. Lupus, my other guest tonight, insisted that artistic integrity required the project be filmed in NAN territory. We arranged for a special license allowing us to enter Indian territory and film the tritio, but the license has expired. It would take several months to cut through the red tape and get another. Normally this would not be a problem, but the misunderstanding with the band has put us behind schedule. The company needs the tritio to come out right before the album is released for maximum advertising punch. If we wait for a second license, we will also lose Lupus's services as director. If we do not make the tritio now, my company will lose a great deal of Nguyen. I want your team to quietly escort us into NAN territory for the filming and bring us out again. The location Lupus has chosen is only about a day's travel from the Seattle border. Will you accept this job?
What's the pay?
What's the pay?
I'm offering you 25,000 Nguyen lump to escort us into the Indian territories.
Well, how much do you want for getting down alive? Each.
I don't know about that.
4,000 something.
Yeah, so we get 32,000 a piece.
We have six people.
And to forget Sam
for the last guy. Sam.
He's a man.
A piece.
Honestly,
we got 32,000 a piece.
Yes.
That is. That's actually what we get. Damn.
Yeah. He said that last time too.
32,000 a piece.
That's crazy.
We also did just make the Indians all mad because Matt decided to kill
someone. No,
that was just a squatter camp.
This is squatters.
Good point.
Fucking
homeless. These aren't homeless NAM.
You can try and negotiate with them if you would like.
Did I give him the album? I have the album that I'm supposed to
fucking
buy.
You've given him the album.
Yeah, we called you. You came over.
Alright.
You're chilling with us.
I didn't hear that part.
When are we looking to run this job?
Did you hear the $32,000 part?
we have to leave right away.
Right away.
We have to be ready to film by late afternoon tomorrow. You will be responsible for carrying the film equipment. Well, it's automatic though. You just need to help us set it up.
Ralph,
$10,000 a piece. That's what I said.
Shadow running or shadow being somebody.
How much
bitch?
Is your fucking camera worth? If you're using a decent camera, it's worth like $20,000. Fuck.
How much you want to getting you out alive, chummer?
Listen,
tell me how much is your life worth, you asshole.
Bioma.
That was out of character.
I'm gonna Bioma.
What?
Tell him we want $10,000 a piece. $60,000.
Yep. Not a penny less.
All
right. Rioma, roll your charisma.
Get it, Rioma.
60.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think that.
We never take the first offer, boys. Rule business.
You gotta
even
if we end up getting less.
Last time we didn't ask for as much.
Take the first offer. Your charisma plus your negotiation.
It's like in a business deal, they take you out for breakfast. You're supposed to deny the first place they offer.
Do they have crepes? No.
Yeah.
We didn't get 32,000.
We got an extra like 7,000. It's going to end up being 25.
Oh, yeah. I got 6 hits.
We only got 6 hits.
Ooh.
Six
hits. Shit.
Fuck yeah.
Get that money. Get money.
Damn, right. Uh-huh.
You know what? Even though you just asked for 60,000, I'll give you 75,000.
Rudy with 2.
You know what? You're a damn good businessman, Rioma and Sugar Rio.
Like you knew how much money I had in my pocket.
We're gonna hire you.
let me
give it to you up front.
I just got an e-message on my comlink. I'm authorized to go up to 50,000 Nguyen for the lump sum.
No deal.
But sir, we have to
get out of here, boys.
That's still not 10 apiece.
That's how we did
say that.
We just got 32 grand a piece.
See, do we want to do this mission with these fucking band junkies again, or do we want to move on to something else?
Are they going to sponsor my X-Men team?
No, they're
probably
not.
Sponsor
shit.
I got the
they seem pretty happy. Band, they're all kind of just like hanging out.
The chick is kind of hot. I might chat her up.
They might have crayon.
Wait, we did not.
Past that, where?
Grand a piece.
Yeah, we did.
What's that?
No, there's no way.
We just did.
Get $32,000 a piece.
That's what I said. I thought it was 25 lump sum and 6,000 per.
25, yeah, from 25 plus 6X. So it's 36, so that's 61.
6,100 a piece?
6,100
divided
by 6.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
too.
That's what I, yeah. I was like, that's ridiculous.
How much is it?
Okay, well, that changes our negotiation.
How much is it?
6,100 a piece.
6,100 divided by
6. That's a lot fucking different.
I think 50,000 lump sum.
Wait.
Jesus Christ.
I thought that's what it was.
It was 32,000.
No,
per band member.
No, it's 5,000 each per band member. So you guys get 5,000 on top of that.
That's $20,000.
Plus just the 5,000 bonus each for the album. So that's 10,000 plus whatever.
25,000 over
not
6.
The numbers I have, but whatever.
No,
four
band members.
And then he negotiated up to
6,000.
What is it?
To 7,000.
The fucking number.
For each one. So you're getting, you guys got 14,000 a piece.
Okay.
That's pretty fucking sweet still.
That's
all right. So now this guy is offering you $50,000. Nguyen, I'm sorry. To escort them into Native American territory.
So lump sum 50,000.
You know,
so
what?
Roughly
let's take
8,000
bucks. Just for a little security detail, we'll hang out with some stars. Let's do it. These nerds are boring me.
I'm gonna sub-vocal Mike Ralph and say he might know something about magic swords.
What the fuck does he know?
No, I'm making.
Do you guys know anything about magic swords?
Don't ask him now.
This is fucking magic sword shit.
No.
Yeah, we're taking the job.
Anybody?
No. The Buddha.
Okay, let's do this, guys. How about this? We get the money. 14. We get the money, and we also try to get some more darts each. Those could be useful in the future.
Drink darts?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I don't think that's.
We gotta go right now if we go.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You guys don't have time to call anybody right now, or.
Let's just fucking roll with it.
I'm in.
Let's go. More money, more problems, but more bitches.
More money, more problems.
I think there's better shit to do, but whatever, guys. I'm in for the run. What do you want to do? I don't know.
Advise
me. I'm a city boy. I don't like going out of the fucking.
You guys
woods.
Are all walking.
There's no fucking decking shit out there.
We're not doing this.
It's really
hard. No, we are.
Oh, okay, good.
We don't know what's out there.
I know what's out there. Street smarts.
The quiet darkness of the night blankets you as you look back at the edge of Seattle. The Redmond Barrens seem to slowly disappear and the forest takes over, its silence amplifying unfamiliar sounds. You feel as if every nerve ending is as exposed as you are right now, moving your charges quietly across the clearing. According to your employer's information, this area is the least patrolled section of the Seattle NAM border. His source has also indicated that this is the best moment to cross the border in this section because one of the infrequent patrols has just passed. His sources seem to be right because no shots ring out as you slip into the trees.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Shadow Hustle. Can the group manage to contain these hipster fools running around with their crazy motorcycles and their unknown magics? Was there violence coming up? Will they make new friendships? Is romance in the air? Tune in next week on Shadow Hustle. Rate and review, thank you. Hustle on, hustle.